Masechet Avot, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yurhet. Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon Toras, Al Teratze et Havercha Bishat Ka'aso. Don't try and pacify your friend while they're angry. If you hurt somebody, if you offended somebody and you're looking for an apology, you shouldn't go try and make peace with that individual until he cools down from his anger. Nothing is going to help when a person is not thinking rationally. When they're emotional, trying to pacify them at that moment is only going to cause more problems. If you approach them to talk at that time, while they're in that state of mind, they're going to lash out, they're going to be upset, and you're not going to do anything for them whatsoever. We learned this from when the Jewish people sinned by the golden calf. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayomar, Panay Elechu, Vahanichoti Lach. Moshe was told by Hashem, when Moshe came to appease Hashem, he said, my face will go and I will give you rest. The Gemara understands this to say that Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, wait till my face goes. In other words, wait till my anger passes, then I will give you rest, then I will accept the teshuvah of the Jewish people. Secondly, don't try and comfort somebody when a relative passes away, when that relative is before them. In other words, right when the relative passes away, before the time of the funeral, you shouldn't go and try and comfort them because they still have sadness in their eyes. What it's trying to tell us is if you try and comfort somebody during this time, you don't really understand their pain. They're going to feel that you're not really empathizing with them. You're not feeling their pain, and therefore all expressions of condolences should be pushed off. We learn this as well from the story in Yeshaya, where after the Beit HaMikdash, or right at the time of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, Hashem was in mourning as well. He felt terrible about the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, and the Malachim, the angels, tried to go comfort Hashem, and Hashem told them, Al ta'itzu lenahameni. Don't insist on comforting me. It's not the time, right when I'm going through the Horban, to try and comfort me. Wait until things cool down a little bit. Thirdly, don't question him about a possible opening at the time that he takes a neder, at the time of a swear. When somebody makes a swear, they have to hold to that swear, but it's the opportunity of a rabbi to say that he found a petah. In other words, in order for a rabbi to nullify a vow, to do hatarat nedarim, what he has to do is go to that person and say, is it possible that you didn't think of the following circumstance when you took the swear on in the first place? And the person says, yeah. They come up with a situation where the swear is something he wouldn't have done if only he knew this fact. That's called a petah. That's called an opening. So when someone's taking upon themselves a neder, you shouldn't go and say, oh, what about the following situation and the following circumstance? Because if you do that at that time, they're not going to be able to use, in quote unquote, they're not going to be able to utilize that petah, that opening, at a later time when they want to nullify, when they want to open up the swear. And lastly, don't try and see somebody at the time of their failure. When somebody makes an avera, when they do something that they're embarrassed about or that they're ashamed about, you shouldn't go near them. Don't be around them. You should give them the privacy and the respect that they deserve. You shouldn't look at their downfall and pile on and continue to embarrass them. You should rather have a little bit of feelings towards them and don't really make them feel worse by looking at them. We see this from how Hashem dealt with Adam and Hava when they committed the sin of eating from the Et Hada'at Tovara, when they ate from the tree of knowledge. Hashem saw that the new knowledge that they had would have made them embarrassed by the fact that they didn't have any clothes on. So what did Hashem do? He waited to confront them until they made hagurot, until he made aprons for them. And then once they wore those hagurot, they wore that clothing that was made for them, then Hashem confronted them and discussed with them. But not in the middle of their downfall in order to make them more embarrassed. Hashem waited a moment to hopefully lessen the embarrassment of Adam and Havah.